from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
It is matric exam revision week at the moment. And I know lots of people studying hard. Roz and I have had our own couple of questions the last few days.
Yes, they have actually been quite challenging, but not undoable, if that is a word. Say, ak op English first additional language day. Undoable? Yes. It's a word now.
On the line is Juffrou Skalkwyk. She's the English first additional language teacher at a word course Waardkop in Centurion. Juffrou, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to hear what your questions are.
I must admit, English first additional language feels like a bit of a cheat for me. As did the Afrikaans paper, to be honest. The languages I found very easy, but I find it interesting that, you know, some people are just languagely inclined and some people are not.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. Do you have any study tips for the matrix going into the writings next week?
Yes, I think as everybody else is also basically giving the idea of please work out old exam papers that you can find, which especially from other provinces, because you never know what you're going to come across. And sometimes they even use some questions from other provinces and other papers. And actually, get as much exercise as you possibly can, because especially language, even comprehension tests and visual lit and so on, it's actually FAL is quite easy because most of our pupils can speak English well and do understand English very well. But the thing is, can they actually answer a question that is asked? In other words, just change a word into say the opposite meaning, or just add a tag without writing out the full sentence. Can you actually do what the instruction says? That's all. Because some kids do too much, some kids do too little, and they think, it was easy. And in the end, they didn't actually answer the question.
Yeah, fair enough. Question number one that we have on our little test paper here in the studio, rewrite the following sentence in the passive voice, which is something I haven't even thought about for years. The people of Zanzibar extended a warm welcome to the tourists. So to take something from active to passive, we're just changing some of the words that indicate the things that they did. So where people of Zanzibar extended, what would you say, Roz?
A warm welcome was extended by the people of Zanzibar to the tourists.
How's that, teacher?
Perfect. A full 2 marks at least there for a warm welcome, and then by the tour.
And the other one, and these are from last year's papers that we're looking at the moment. Rewrite the following sentence in a simple past tense. Zanzibari taxi drivers encounter many obstacles on the roads. So you're simply saying Zanzibari taxi drivers encountered many obstacles on the roads.
Exactly.
Yeah.
From the simple present to the simple past.
To the simple past. It's weird how, you know, if you use a language every single day, you don't think about terms like simple present and simple past. They're just sort of out of the head.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the way we speak the language. But the minute you've got to write it down and you've got to check your tenses, then it's a different story.
And I think that's what makes it a little bit more difficult, is that the way the question is phrased is almost like getting through that question before you can even get your answer is what the tough thing is about additional language. Exactly.
No. So, I mean, self al praat jy die taal, jy verstaan reels omdat jy dit geleer het soos jy groot geword het, wat jy nie eintlik kan verduidelik nie. Jy is nie besef hulle is reels wat jy gebruik nie en jy volg nie. You know, they're just something that we do.
Yeah.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.